The Senate will vote next week on President Bush's choice to be the next Secretary of Interior. Gail Norton is expected to be easily confirmed. Just a few weeks ago, she was considered one of Mr. Bush's nominees who were most vulnerable to defeat. Her nomination has drawn criticism from environmental groups. Native Americans are also paying close attention to Ms. Norton's confirmation. As Interior Secretary, Ms. Norton would supervise the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Joining us to talk about Ms. Norton's relationship with Indians and other Native Americans is Harlan Mikosito. He's host and producer of the public radio talk show Native America Calling, and he joins us from the studios of KUNM in Albuquerque. Harlan, thanks very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Scott.
And if Ms. Norton is confirmed, which, as we note, seems likely now, what are some of the most pressing issues you think she'll face?
You really don't have a consensus coming from Indian country on who Gail Norton really is. Lots of questions are being raised about her views on protection of tribal sovereignty, protection of tribal lands, including sacred sites. And certainly her views on public land and numerous environmental issues are being questioned. On the one side, you have people like Keith Hunter of the Hollow Bone Society, an Indian ecological group in Washington State, issuing statements that Norton and her political affiliates have repeatedly attacked tribal sovereignty as well as native hunting and fishing rights. On the other side, you've got people like Arthur Cuthair, a tribal councilman for the Ute Mountain Utes, a tribe headquartered in Norton's home state of Colorado, who's in support of her appointment.
Some of the loudest opposition, obviously, to Gail Norton's nomination has come from environmental groups who are not happy with her stated willingness to open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to drilling. How does this issue cut in the Native American community?
Really, on any issue in Native America, it's hard to find a consensus. On this particular issue, there are opposing sides, even within Native America. On one side, you've got the Gwich'in people, who are Athabascan, who are the indigenous people of this region. And we had a representative from the Gwich'in community on our program not too long ago. And she said that we are opposed to Gail Norton's being our next Secretary of Interior. Efforts by the Bush administration to open up the refuge to oil drilling is an act of discrimination. She also called it an issue of human rights versus oil. But on the other side, again, you've got other groups within the Native communities who are in support of opening the refuge to oil developers. And they contend that, you know, they stand to gain jobs, which are badly needed in Indian country. They also stand to gain vital revenue from oil and gas production to help build up an economic infrastructure. So I think that's where the biggest fight is going to come from that Native America will be looking at in the next year or so.
Harlan, let me ask you about the signal issue of reorganization of Indian trust funds. Does Gail Norton, who, of course, has been Attorney General in Colorado, has had some exposure to these issues in the West, does she have a determinedly different viewpoint on this than, say, Secretary Babbitt did in the Clinton administration?
For our listeners out there who aren't familiar, this is an issue that dates back to probably 150 years ago. The Bureau of Indian Affairs, which is part of the Interior, has the responsibility of managing and distributing trust fund accounts for Native Americans, and this is from royalties from oil drilling, grazing, and logging on Indian-owned lands. My concern and some other people's concerns in Indian country is that she's not as familiar with this issue as she needs to be.
Harlan, what are some of your callers saying when they phone into Native America Calling about the Norton nomination?
I think most people in Indian country are really, it's kind of a wait and see. I mean, we have in the past heard promises that certainly weren't kept. I mean, there's a history of that in this country. So we're always sort of in the position of, well, we'll have to see how it plays out.
Harlan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Harlan Mikosito is host and producer of Native America Calling, which can be heard on some public radio stations in this country and all over the world at nativecalling.org.